everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. This time out, we are watching the 10th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, Lights, Camera, Dax. Which means we're probably going to have a Dax-focused episode, is my guess. Could be wrong, but that's just my theory. In any event, we're going to get this here started in 3, 2, 1, go! Lights, Camera, Dax was the 10th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on May 7th, 2007, written by John Telegin and directed by Mike Smith.
Seen.
Ooh, what is this?
And it can walk too.
What's it called again?
Transtech armor. When we track down Camdor Miratrix, you're gonna need all the firepower you can get.
When can we try it out?
Wait a minute. Who gets to use it? This bad boy? Oh, when it's finished, you'll all get a turn.
Yay!
Where's Dax?
guys, you're not gonna believe this.
I don't even believe it myself. It's
unbelievable.
Whoa, slow down there, Chief. Look what I found in Trade Magazine. New big budget movie Ninja Rumba is holding open auditions for a handsome actor. Hello. Who can perform?
All we got to do now is find a handsome actor.
I'm perfect.
That's great, Dax. But we're kind of in the middle of something important here. Remember, saving the world? We need you.
I know. But it's only a one-day shoot. Please. Sorry, Dax. Ronnie is right. You're needed here. I'm going to have to say no.
Oh, dreams crushed.
Yes, descend!
Suppose all their high-tech gadgetry didn't notice the explosion thing.
That rightfully belongs to me.
As you command.
And be quick about it.
Be my guest.
Look here. This looks like an ancient symbol for heat. The jewel must be somewhere hot.
That really narrows things down.
Oh yeah, narrowed it.
I will not give up. Never as long as the blood is still flowing in my veins.
I've come for the Takuna idol, and I won't.
He is not a good actor.
Until I have it in my hand.
Dax, not the. Well, actually, I don't know if Dax is that greedy. Still, Dax, the character, is not a good actor.
What does it look like I'm doing?
It looks like you're acting.
I was. I was reading the lines for that audition I'm going to miss.
I know that. I meant it looked like you were acting. I read a book by Stilansky. The Art of Acting. He claims the objective of acting is to not look like you're acting while acting.
Good point. But it doesn't matter anyway. Andrew said I couldn't do the job.
Yes, but he didn't say you couldn't audition.
He can call him by his first name?
He didn't. Dax.
Not everyone called him Mr. Hartford.
Dream of yours. Do the audition. If they choose you, just say no. You're busy doing something else. It's a win-win situation.
You think?
She leading him down the dark path.
Audition. I rock their world. They offer me the part. And I just say, no.
Looks like the coast is clear.
Think again, Trixie!
Oh, it was. There was literally no one there. Oh, look, more fighting.
Get the parchment!
Okay, how we going here?
This is it. Next.
That's it? You're perfect. You got the part. Send the rest home.
Oh!
wait. You didn't even watch my audition. I'm perfect.
Wait, he's not wearing blue. Where's the blue?
He looks like a hero. You don't. Better luck next time.
Damn! Uh-oh. Anyone remember Dax's DNA superpower thing? Because I don't. Would have been great if it was some speed.
You really are a hero. What's your name?
Dax. Dax Lowe.
You got the part, Dax Lowe. This is your big break. Shoot your scene in an hour. Can you do it?
No.
They offer me the part, and I just say no.
Yes!
Oh, good job.
We need to wait. Where's Dax?
Uh-oh.
He's taking a walk. He needed some alone time. Actors.
Fine. But grab him on your way out. Go. Go. Taking a walk, huh?
Uh-oh. Almost Rambo-ish.
Looking for the item. Then, ninjas drop from the sky. You fight the ninjas, then you grab the item. Then, I want you to turn to the camera and say your line.
I don't have to cover my face, right? Well, I prefer it if you didn't.
You do know your line, right?
I've been rehearsing for this moment all my life.
Great. All right, we're shooting!
That belt's supposed to be full of bullets.
Yeah.
Dax, get to the beach. Hurry. I'll send you the coordinates.
I'll be right back, everyone. I've just gotta call my agent.
Yes!
Dang, there's a lot of lava lizards.
You went to the audition? My dad told you not to.
Well, technically, he didn't say I couldn't go to the audition. He just said I couldn't take the part.
And?
I got the part. I tried to say no. Yes came out instead.
Weird how that happens.
Don't try to crash this party!
Time to ranger up! Ready!
Ready!
Is that our first full team morph? Maybe you should stop them.
Get it, Dax. Right. Not so fast.
Why is it always Dax that has to take on the ninja guys?
Thanks, Mac.
Oh,
Is this... No, I guess now we're in Sentai footage. I was like, this is seeming to be a lot of American footage. There's the American footage. Bye. The parchment.
It stopped. Hey, nice. Gotta love being blue. Live vortex.
Oh, that's very fortunate. They killed the lizard guy?
Where's Dax?
He's doing that at the audition. I explicitly told him not to go.
Oh, Dax is in trouble.
I own the studio that's making that film.
Of course he does.
Dax chose to disobey me, and doing so disrespected you all.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Hartford. It was Dax's dream to be an actor. He just wanted to audition to see if he was good enough. With a little encouragement from... Well, a lot of encouragement from me. I'm sorry.
Apology accepted. Let's hope Dax realizes what is really important without any encouragement.
Yeah.
And action!
Does this seem wrong that they've chosen an Asian actor for this? I don't know. I mean, nothing against him, because he's not exactly out of shape, but he doesn't really have enough muscle for this. I also like the irony here of the fact that the idea is that this is supposed to be him, like, because he can do his own stunts, but for the purposes of Power Rangers, it is a stunt actor. Although props to him for doing a lot of this stuff. Wait a minute. Fighting like this, right? Takes some practice for the choreography because it's stunt fighting. When did he have time for this? Ooh, were they supposed to put something on the screen there? Or are they just winging that fight?
Find us. That last battle was too close.
Yes. I can create fierce creatures, but Flurious and Moltor each have an army of foot soldiers. That gives them an advantage.
Who on this pitiful planet would want to fight for us?
A good question. Her acting's taking a dip this episode. Them. Oh, look at all the ninjas! Looks familiar. I do like the widescreen, though. If they had done this for the whole show, then they wouldn't have to deal with the whole squeezing of the footage.
And I won't stop my quest until I have it in my hands.
Remember saving the world? We need you.
Wait, what? All he has to do is pick up the idol and he's done, right?
Can't do this.
What are you crazy? You ruined the shot.
Ruined the whole thing.
How am I gonna explain this to the studio?
Well, it's still the same day, right? Just get the other guy back. Call him back. Now Dax should be hearing this, right? Oh.
And
Ooh, a video game. Oh.
Some added power.
Looks like Kandor Meritrix found some help. Think you guys can handle it? You're only four.
Five.
So how was your first starring role?
It was great. But right in the middle of it, I realized that the acting thing was something that I wanted just for me.
You only had one line. I don't think it was in the middle of it.
Something I do for a lot more people. My movie career can wait. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Mr. Hartford.
Apology accepted. Consequences to come later.
Oh.
Right now, you have a job to do. Go.
Oh, here we go again. Where are they walking to?
This army was
supposed to be looking for a hot spot, right?
Payback time.
Oh, good.
You buried Skeltex in that sea cave, and for that, you will pay. Attack!
I wish there's green screen there. So they don't have this many lava lizards to show more than five or something? These ninja guys could actually be killed, right? I mean, they're just ninja dudes in... They're stunt performers in movie prop costumes. They just threw themselves at the okay.
Talk about a battle royale.
Whoa.
Oh.
They're controlling the stuntman.
Perfect. I'll crush all my adversaries in one blow.
No. Furio isn't there. Flurio. Where is that guy? He's not doing anything this time. And of course, they've got to be careful. They can't hurt these guys. Oh, she actually kicked a couple. That could rip a head off. Whoa! Ronnie's got Moltar? Since when does a girl get to fight the main baddie? And he's got both of the monsters? One of these fights should normally be Mac. Wait, where's Kamdor? Who's he fighting? Will? No. Kind of ganging up on him. This is actually pretty good.
We gotta do something. This is nuts. There's just too many of them.
I do feel like we've got a lot of fighting in this episode, though. Ooh. Where's Spencer? I feel like we're missing things in this episode. Wow, that was easy.
Transformation.
You know, it's funny, he wasn't even in the room when they were checking it out. But he seems to know all about it. This thing, by the way, is Power Ranger exclusive. I can't imagine how goofy the stunt actors must have felt or looked fighting this thing without a CGI monster there. Robot, sorry, not monster. Did he say shields fire? Shields don't fire. Oh, you should have had the accent, man. Say hello to my little robot. Alright, that wasn't good, but still better than what he did. Dude! Parchment was right there and you just shot explosives. Yay, they're free. Again, though, they were supposed to go someplace hot. There's no heat.
I can't believe the Transtech's power. I better give this parchment to Mr. Rage so he can decode it.
That's a good idea. Uh-oh. There's Spencer.
They don't deserve latrine duty. Step back one pace. Dax and Rose, not so fast.
Me? What did I do?
Aiding you. Were these bad influence, young lady?
You two get to clean all the bathrooms.
Oh.
My friend, you don't know how many bathrooms this place has.
27, to be exact.
Holy crud. That's a lot of bathrooms in one house. That's probably going to take till the team up to finish. Okay, so not bad. The movie portion was weird, not because of Dax getting the role or anything, just a one-day shoot for a movie. And he did the whole thing. All he had to do was pick up the thing and he was done. It's not like he was getting called away. I don't understand what happened there. I also felt like there was too much fighting. I don't know that we needed two huge battles. And then also the fact, why were they in a shipping warehouse place when the only clue we had heard about before was something about heat? No heat there except Moltor. Moltor? Moltar? Moltar, sorry. And then Florius didn't even show up at all, which just made the whole thing seem kind of weird. But anyway, well, that's going to do it for today's episode. I want to thank you all for listening. Next time out, we're going to be watching the first of a two-part episode, Face to Face. Until then, I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.